Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
请我们打开彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
From verse 1 to verse 9.
从第一节到第九节。
Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 9.
彼得前书第一章一到九节。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit.For obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、比推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见和被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Grace to you and peace be multiplied.
愿恩惠平安多多地加给你们。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith,For salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse 6.In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing.You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
第六节，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you so much that we can gather before your presence this morning.
亲爱的主，感谢你使我们今天可以聚在你的跟前。
We thank you for giving us a good weather this morning that we can come before you.
感谢主赐给我们美好的天气，使我们能来到你面前。
Lord, the storm last night was great.
主啊，昨天晚上的那个暴风雨是很好的。
But we know that we all have been sheltered in our own home.
因为我们知道，我们都躲在自己的家里，我们有避难所。
And today we are also being sheltered in you.
今天我们也是躲在你的里面，你来遮
盖我们。We are safe in your arms.
我们在你的膀臂中是安全的。
May you help us, Lord, to be aware of that.
求主帮助我们大家都看到这一点。
This morning, as we come before you and open up your word,
今天早上到我们到你面前打开你话语的时候，
Lord, may you overcome the limitations and the weakness of man.
主啊，求你越过人的软弱和有限。
May you, Lord, speak your own word to us, to our hearts.
主啊，愿你自己向我们的心说话。
Lord, help us, Lord, to respond to you.
主啊，帮助我们向你有一个回应。
Help us, Lord, to be willing to obey you.
主啊，帮助我们愿意来顺服你。
Lord, may you bless this time.
主啊，求你祝福这段时间。
Bless the young people on the stage together with us.
也祝福我们在这里的年轻人。
That they may hear and understand as well.
让他们听见了也能够明白。
We praise you.
我们感谢你。
In your son's most precious name.
奉主耶稣你宝儿子宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We have just read on 1 Peter.
我们刚才读了彼得前书。
In the very short 9 verses,
在这个短短的九节圣经的经文里面
，The Apostle Peter has given us a very clear description of what it means to be a Christian.
使徒彼得给我们很清晰的看到，作为一个基督徒意味着什么。
Now many of us think that to become a Christian means that when you hear something about Jesus dying for you, you agree with that and you raise your hand and then you are a Christian.
很多人认为当你听到主耶稣为你死的事情然后你就举手愿意相信这就是成为一个基督徒了
But being a Christian is much more than that.
但是做基督徒其实不只止不仅仅是这些
So this morning we want to go through the book of the first chapter 9 verses of 1 Peter and perhaps talk about a few things concerning Christians.
所以今天我们要从彼得前书第一章的这九节经文里面来思想做一个基督徒的几件事情。
Peter,
彼得
，an apostle of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的使徒彼得。
That's how Peter started this book.
彼得就是这样开始彼得前书的第一章。
Many of us, when we write letters, we do not put our name first.
我们很多人写信不会把我们的名字写在前面。
Usually we put our name at the end.
通常我们总是把自己的署名放在最后面。
But in the traditions of the church fathers, they always put their name right in the front.
但是在古时候那个教会时期，大家喜欢把名字写在最前面。
So that people know where is this letter coming from.
所以人们就知道这封信是从谁写来的。
He said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
他说彼得耶稣基督的使徒彼得
When we look at this word Peter perhaps our mind will have many different pictures of who Peter is
当我们看到彼得这个名字时候我们也许就想起很多关于彼得的不同的几幅图画
If you read the four gospels you know Peter very well
如果你读过四福音你就对彼得会很了解
He was a fisherman
彼得是一个渔夫
And he was a fisherman by the Sea of Galilee
彼得是在加利利湖边打鱼的一个渔夫。
We also know that he is a man of quick action.
我们也知道彼得这个人说话行事很急躁。
And usually his action come before his mind.
而且通常他还没有思想好，他就开始他那个急躁的行动。
He will say things and do things before he think about it.
他就会不加思索的就会做出一些事情来说一些话。
So, and he also is a man who is easily changeable.
他也是一个很善变的人。
He might decide to do one thing now, but later on he will change his mind and do something else.
他可能现在想做一件事情，过后又改变主意，要做另外一件事情。
But by the time Peter sat down and wrote this letter, he is about 62, perhaps 70 years old.
但是彼得在坐下写这封书信的时候，他大概已经60多岁的人。
Because this letter was written around AD 62 to 64.
因为这封书信是在公元后60到64年中间写成的。
At the time of Caesar Nero, right after he burned down the city of Rome.
那不久之后啊，就是凯撒大帝啊，焚烧了整个罗马城。
And he blamed the Christians for it.
而且这个皇帝是怪罪基督徒做了这件事情。
There was great persecution all over the Roman Empire.
不久在罗马。帝国当中就有对基督徒很大的迫害。
And Christians who are scattered over all over Asia Minor.
所以基督徒们就分散在小亚细亚的这些地区。
And they might, some of them may have even living there for many years.
有些甚至在那些地区生活很多年。
But they are under all sorts of persecutions.
但是尽管这样，他们还是受到极大的迫害。
So Peter is sitting down now, no longer the same Peter that you read in the Gospels.
所以现在彼得坐下来写这封书信，他不再是当时的那个彼得。
It's a Peter who knows the Lord Jesus.
这个彼得他知道主耶稣基督。
And for over 30 and 40 years, he experienced the Lord Jesus' guidance in his life.
在三四十多年中间，他也经历了主亲自的带领。
And here he given us in 9 verses the instruction manual for a Christian life.
所以他这里给我们九节的经文，好像是我们基督徒的一个信仰指南。
Many of you, when you buy something, usually those things come with instruction manuals.
我们当中很多人如果出去买东西的话，也会一同买到一本就是使用指南。
And usually, if you don't read that manual, you think that you know all about that things, and usually you miss out many wonderful features that equipments or things that you bought.
如果你自以为对这本使用指南已经了如指掌了，所以你不去看它，那么你可能会失去一些很多的使用，就是。 你不知道如何很多的对于使用这个产品的一些特殊的方面的性质，你就会错过了。
I remember when many years ago I went to pick up a car for a test drive with my son.
有一次我记得我为我的儿子买车。
I was buying a car with my son. I was buying a car.
我去买车。
And my son went with me.
我的儿子跟我一起去。
So we told the car dealers, can we take it for a drive?
所以我们就跟车主说，我们可不可以去开一下这个车试一下。
Well, I didn't realize that there's no handbrake.
但是我没有意识到这辆车没有手刹车。
The brake of the car is actually at the foot.
这个刹
Another handbrake of the car is actually at the foot.
这个这辆车的。 刹车器是在脚边上的。
Apart from the brake, there's another parking brake that's at the foot of the car.
然后在刹车闸旁边还有一个就是 parking，停车用的。
Because I did not know that, I started driving the car and drove for more maybe 100, 200 meters with the brake still on.
所以我不知道，我就这辆车开了120多米的时候还是。
And something just didn't feel right to me.
我就觉得好像不对劲。
And my son thinks that this is not a good car because he's driving funny.
我儿子说这辆车肯定不是好车，因为开起来很怪。
So I decided to stop on the roadside and then take out the instruction manual, which is in the glove box.
所以我就想把车停下来，看一下这个使用手册。
And just having read the first few pages.
我就读了前几页。
And there I found where the car brake, where the parking brake was.
然后我发现了那个停车闸是在哪里的。
And I released the car brakes and start driving again. Of course, everything went fine.
所以我把那个停车闸放开，然后我开始开。这个时候，这个车开得非常好。
We're happy with the car and we bought the book. We bought the car.
我们很喜欢这辆车，就买下了。
But when I tried to go and try to release the boot at the back, I could not find the switch where the boot is released.
但是当我停下来想要把后盖打开的时候，我不知道怎么打开这个后盖。
And I found that actually it's not on the right hand side, but it's actually in the glove box. There's a small button that you press, and then the boot will be released.
我发现这个打开后门的盖子的这个机关不是在右边，而是在那个小箱子里面有一个按钮，你轻一下，后盖就打开了。
Again, if I read the instruction book, I will not have trouble finding it.
所以如果我事先读好好的读那个使用手册的话，我就不会找不到这个机关。So
young people, it's the same thing. Here is an instruction book for us as Christians.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹们，对我们来说，这九节的经文也是一样，是我们信仰的一本指南册。It
tells us about who we are.
它告诉我们我们是谁。How
we should live now.
我们现在应该怎么样去生活？
And what is our future that has been reserved for us?
我们面前的将来是怎么样的？
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得。
And there he met the Lord Jesus Christ more than 30 or 40 years ago.
彼得他在30多年前遇见主耶稣。
Maybe you can ask a question, if Peter has never met the Lord Jesus, if his brother Andrew has never met the Lord Jesus, what would Peter be at AD 62?
如果你会问，如果彼得或者他的兄弟安德烈从来没有遇见过主耶稣的时候，那么当公元后62年，他会是怎样的一个人？
Or if Peter met the Lord Jesus, yet he rejected the Lord Jesus and did not follow the Lord Jesus.
或者说彼得遇见了主耶稣，但是他当时是拒绝主耶稣，也不愿意跟从他。
What will his life be at AD 62?
那么当公元后62年的时候，彼得他的生活会是怎么样的？
Perhaps still a fisherman.
可能他还是一个渔夫。
Perhaps too old to be a fisherman.
可能他已经太老，不能再打鱼了。
Perhaps he has a retirement and He perhaps his children continue to be fishermen.
也许他退休了, 那么他的孩子们就, 当起渔夫来。
But the world will probably never heard of Peter the apostle.
但是全世界上的人就可能根本不会听说有使徒保罗、使徒彼得这个人。
And yet this fisherman Peter, he met the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，使徒彼得他当时是遇见了耶稣。
And he followed the Lord Jesus.
他也跟随耶稣。
And Jesus turned his life upside down.
主耶稣使他的整个生命改变过来。
Inside out.
里面和外面全部的翻转过来。
And for the next 30 and 40 years, he was used by Jesus to turn the world upside down and inside out.
所以在接下来的三四十年中, 彼得也是改变了整个世界。
Remember the Peter who was hiding in the background when he was following Jesus.
记得彼得当时 跟随耶稣的时候, 他躲在一边吗?
Peter, who was so scared and that he denied the Lord Jesus Christ three times.
彼得那个时候非常的害怕, 他否认耶稣三次。
Yeah, on the day of Pentecost, he preached and 3,000 people got saved.
但是在五旬节的时候, 他大胆地讲道, 是3,000个人归主。
What made the change?
什么使彼得的生命有如此的改变呢?
The life of the Lord Jesus in him and the power of the Holy Spirit that is upon him.
是主耶稣基督在他里面的生命和圣灵的大能。
And for the next 30 and 40 years, that's how he lived.
所以这接下来的三四十年中, 彼得就是这样生活。
By the life of the Lord Jesus that is in him and by the power of the Holy Spirit that is keeping him and sanctifying him.
是靠着主耶稣在他里面的生命和圣灵在他身上的大能。
So at this point, I want to ask you,
所以现在我想问大家,
if you have never met the Lord Jesus,
如果你从来没有遇见过耶稣,
and if you have rejected the Lord Jesus,
如果你曾经拒绝主耶稣,
what will your life be now?
那你现在的生活将是, 生命将是怎么样的?
Has there been a big change in your life since you met the Lord Jesus?
你遇见主之后, 你的生命是不是有很大的改变呢?
Jesus Christ changed the life of Peter. Has it changed yours?
主耶稣改变了彼得的生命, 他有没有改变你的生命呢?
Peter the fisherman.
彼得是一个渔夫。
Now Peter the apostle.
现在成为使徒彼得。
Who is the apostle?
谁是使徒呢?
Apostle is someone who had met the Lord personally.
使徒是那些亲自与主遇见的人。
And that he has been commissioned by the Lord personally on a mission.
而且也是亲自的受主托付。 出去做工的人。
So in the sense that today you don't have apostles anymore.
所以从这个含义上来说, 我们今天是没有使徒的。
There might be people with some apostolic sort of gift.
可能有些人有使徒的, ,恩赐。
But they are not called apostles anymore.
但是他们不是使徒。
Some may have called themselves an apostle today.
有些人今天可能称自己做是使徒。
But I doubt that if that authority was given to them by God.
但是我很怀疑, 这个权柄是不是神给他们的?
But here we have a fisherman now became an apostle.
但是这里我们有一个渔夫, 他变成了使徒。
He is the apostle of Jesus Christ.
他是主耶稣基督的使徒。
He personally met the Lord and his life was changed by the Lord.
他亲自的遇见了主, 他的生命也被主改变了。
None of us here have met the Lord Jesus personally.
我们这里没有一个人是亲自遇见主的。
But those of us who have received him, our life has been changed.
但是当我们接受他的时候, 我们的生命就被改变了。
And if your life has not changed at all,
如果你的生命一点都没有改变,
then I really want to beseech you, want to encourage you to re-examine your life.
那么我实在想敦促你, 来省察自己的生命。
Have you truly been saved? Have you truly received Jesus into your life?
你是不是真的得救了? 真的接受耶稣做你的救主了?
Here Peter the apostle, he written this letter to those who have to the pilgrims of the dispersion in the various area in Asia Minor.
这里耶稣基督的使徒保罗写信给耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给分散在小亚细亚那所有寄居的信徒。
He written to the pilgrim because they are scattered in all over Asia Minor.
他写给那些人, 他们是寄居在小亚细亚的各个地区。
And they are basically strangers in the world.
他们对这个世界上的, 世界上来说是寄居的, 是客旅。
A pilgrim is someone who is passing through an area.
客旅的意思就是一个人经过一个地方。
You can call them different names.
你可以对他们有不同的称呼。
You can call them foreigners.
你可以叫他们是外国人。
You can call them aliens.
你可以叫他们是寄居的。
You can call them sojourners.
你可以叫他们是客旅的。
Basically, they are strangers in the place that they are living in.
也就是说，他们对所居住的地方是完全陌生的。
Many of us came to this country from another country. And after you live here for many years, you find that you are accustomed to this country. But remember when you first step foot in this country, how do you feel?
你那个时候的感觉是怎么样的?
You feel strange.
你觉得非常陌生,
because you are like an alien coming to a strange country. You don't quite understand the English that's spoken here.
你不大明白他们所讲的英文,
with the Australian slang.
有些是澳洲的本土的语言。
I remember when I first came to this country, I was sitting in the lecture room.
我记得当我刚刚来到澳洲的时候,
for the first week, I couldn't understand a thing the lecturer was talking about.
三个星期之久，我就不明白大学里的讲师在讲些什么。
Because in Malaysia, I watch TV programs and English programs that are usually Americans or British.
因为在美国的时候，我所看的那些英文教材都是美国英语或者是英国英语。
I couldn't quite understand some of the words or terms that the Australian lecturer was using.
所以我就不大明白我的澳洲讲师他们所用的一些语言。
So I feel strange.
我觉得非常陌生。
And I also remember when I first went to a foreign country like Turkey.
我也记得我第一次到国外到土耳其去的时候。
You look at what they have on the newsstands, you look, turn on the televisions, it's all in Turkish language that you don't understand.
你打开电视看的新闻都是用土耳其语讲的，你一点都不明白。
You go out on the streets and you see people walking around talking, you couldn't understand what they're talking about.
你走到大街上，人们所讲的也是土耳其语，你完全不明白。
So it's very obvious that I am a stranger in that country.
所以非常明显，我对那个环境来说是完全不熟悉的。
And they see me also as a stranger as well.
而他们看我呢，也是觉得我是个陌生人。
Because then there's not that many Chinese people in Turkey.
因为在土耳其没有很多中国人。
So are the Christians here?
所以在这里的基督徒。
They are living in a country in the area that they are being seen as foreigners, as pilgrims.
对于他们所居住的这个国家来说，他们也被看成是一些外国人。
But this being pilgrim and stranger and alien is not just in the physical sense.
但是这一个外国人寄居客旅的含义不单单是在外面的。
Because they might be living in a country which is not their own before.
因为他们所居住的国家可能不是他们原先住过的。
But spiritually, they are also a stranger in the place.
但是从属灵的含义上来说，他们在这个地方也是非常的陌生。
Because once we become someone belong to the Lord,
因为当我们成为属主的人以后,
we should be strangers to this world that we are living in.
我们对我们所生活的物质世界也应该是完全陌生了。
For example, if you are a businessman,
举例来说，如果你是一个商人,
and your customer wants you to do something which is illegal,
你的客户想要你做一些违法的事情,
but profitable to you and to him.
但这件事情可以使你和你的客户得到益处。
But because you are a Christian,
但因为你是一个基督徒,
you say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
你说对不起，我不可以这样做。
Then you are like a stranger to that person.
那么对那个人来说，你就是很怪的。
Then you are also a stranger to the world.
你对这个世界的来说也是一个很奇怪的人。
You are a teenager.
你是个青少年。
Instead of going out and doing things that teenagers like to do, you decided to spend more time reading the Bible and seek the Lord.
你也像这年轻人一样，想要出去做很多事情，但是你决定要花更多的时间来读圣经与神亲近。
Instead of spending time in partying and drinks and things that young people like to do, that you want to follow the Lord, then you are like a stranger to the rest of the young people.
所以不是像这个世界上的青年人喜欢开party，喜欢喝酒，但是你却是愿意花更多的时间在神的面前，所以你对这个世界的人来说也是个非常奇怪的人。
The world wants you to do something that they think that is great and fun, but you refuse them because you are actually a stranger to them.
这个世界的传统想要你跟着他们一起做一些行乐的事情，但是你不愿意，那么你对他们来说就是很格格不入的。
So Peter is writing this letter to these strangers, to this alien, to these foreigners in different countries.
所以彼得这封信也是写给住在那些地区的一些客旅，一些奇怪的一些人。
In verse 2, it tells them who they are.
在第二节里面告诉我们这些人是谁。
They are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
第二节说就是照父神的先见被拣选借着圣灵得成圣洁以致顺服耶稣基督。
Here tells us that the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit is working together and to have elect, to have sanctified them,and to have set a covenant with them by the sprinkling of the blood.
这里说到是这些人是照父神还有圣灵的工作得成圣洁以至于顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所撒的人。
What does it mean to be elect according to the foreknowledge of God?
照父神的先见被拣选是什么意思呢？
Is any of the young people like to try?
年轻人不要回答。
What does being elected mean?
就是被拣选是什么意思？
Being elected means that it's not your choice.
被拣选的意思就是不是我自己选的。
But it's God's choice.
是神选的。
Here he said that God the Father had elected us according to his foreknowledge.
这里说是父神拣选我们，是照着他的先见。
In other scripture, he said that we are even elected before, chosen before the foundation of the world.
在另一处圣经里有讲是在这个世界创造以前我们就被拣选了。
Some people try to interpret this way.
有些人是这样解释的。
They say that because of foreknowledge of God, God looked down in the corridor of time and say that, okay, so and so, on certain day, certain time, that he will raise his hand to receive the Lord Jesus, and therefore I chose him.
有些人是觉得神纵观时间，他就是决定了某某人在某时某刻会将手举起来，所以就是神拣选了他。
No, it's not the case.
事实上不是这样。
Being elected by God means that it's all by the mercy and grace of God.
是的，蒙神拣选是照着神的恩惠和怜悯。
That He had chose you even before the foundation of the world.
是的，他在创世以前就拣选你了。
He chosen you even before you're in the mother's womb.
他在你的母亲肚子里之前就已经拣选你了。
He had chosen you all by His grace.
他是照着他的恩惠来拣选你。
Because by right, all of us should have been sent to hell.
因为照公义来说，我们这些人都应该下地狱。
Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
None of us should be able to say to God that God, you choose me.
没有一个人可以跟神说你来拣选我。
Because we have all sinned.
因为我们都犯了罪。
We're in a very terrible place.
我们都是在一个非常可怕的地方。
But God looked down on us and He saw us and He loved us.
但是神看着我们蛮有怜悯，他也爱我们。
And He had chosen us before the foundation of the world.
神在创世以前就拣选了我们。
And the Holy Spirit sent to us to sanctify us.
圣灵也使我们圣洁。
He calls us to know our sins.
他使得我们看到自己的罪。
And He bring us to the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也把我们带到主耶稣基督跟前。
And He calls us to be obedient towards the Lord Jesus.
也使得我们会来顺服主耶稣基督。
And by the sprinkling of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we enter into a new covenant with Him.
借着他所洒的血，我们能够进入他的新约。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面，
after Moses told the people of Israel all the commandments that God has given them,
当摩西告诉以色列百姓所有的神的 律法诫命以后，
And the people of Israel agree.
以色列民 都同意。
He said, we will do what God has commanded us.
他们都说我们要行主耶稣所吩咐神所吩咐我们的事情。
Let's see that record in Exodus 24.
我们来看一下出埃及记的二十四章。
Exodus 24.
出埃及记二十四章。
Verse 3 to verse 8.
第三到第八节。
I'm not sure about you, but I'm very hot. I'm going to turn on the fan. Verse 3.
第三节。
So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, All the words which the Lord has said, we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel.
摩西下山，将耶和华的命令、典章都述说于百姓听。众百姓齐声说：“耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。”摩西将耶和华的命令都写上，清早起来，在山下筑一座坛。按以色列十二支派立十二根柱子。
Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offering of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they say, All that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient.
又打发以色列中的少年人去献燔祭，又向耶和华献牛为平安祭。摩西将血一半沉在盆中，一半撒在坛上，又将约书念给百姓听。他们说：“耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。”
And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood covenant which the Lord has made with you, according to all these words."
摩西将血撒在百姓身上，说：“你看。”这是立约的血，是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。
Can you see that this sprinkling of the blood is concerning the covenant that God has made with His people?
你看到这里洒血的这件事情是同耶和华与百姓立约有关的。
And what is the covenant?
那么什么是约？
The people of Israel say that we will obey all the things that God has spoken to us.
就是百姓说耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行。
And that blood, sprinkling of the blood, complete that covenant.
那么将血洒在百姓的身上就完成了这一个约的建立。
So we have been elected by God.
所以我们被神拣选。
Being led by the Spirit to come to the presence of Christ.
圣灵也带我们来到耶稣前面。
That we may obey the Lord Jesus Christ.
使得我们可以顺服主耶稣。
That as His blood sprinkled on us.
也有这个血洒在我们身
上。We now also enter into a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们也现在也进入了与耶稣基督所立的这一个约里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，That covenant should be alive and well today, and you should be aware of it.
这一个约应该在你我的里面是活的，你也应该知道你有这一个约。
Some people may have come to church for years and years.
有些人可能年年都来教会
，But yet they have never.Have a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们从来没有一个新鲜活泼的与主耶稣基督有的关系。
They have intellectual consent to the teaching that was given in this place.
他们从头脑上来说同意我们这里所传讲的信息。
But have never understood what does it means to have the blood sprinkled on them.
但是他们却从来不明白将这个血洒血的含义。
Please wake up.
请你醒过来吧。
Understood what this means to you.
你要来明白这件事对你的意义是如何。
And be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ.
也要顺服主耶稣基督。
And Peter said to this elect, say, grace and peace be multiplied.
彼得对神的选民说，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
We all know grace and peace is something that we all look for.
我们知道恩惠平安是人人所想得到的。
And Peter said to you, the elect of God.Grace and peace be multiplied to you.
彼得说，你们这些被神所拣选的人，我愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
第三、第四节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away,Reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留到天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Here Peter suddenly break forth in praise to God.
这里彼得突然的出来颂赞神。
He said, "Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Because he saw how precious the salvation that God has accomplished for us.
因为他看到神为我们所完成的救恩是多么的伟大。
He said, "According to his abundant mercy, that he has begotten us again, that means we are born again to a living hope." Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
因为他曾照自己的大怜悯重生了我们，是借着耶稣基督从死里复活，又叫我们有活泼的盼望。
In Chinese, they say 活泼的盼望 means like a lively hope.
在中文里面就是活泼的盼望。
It should be actually translated as living hope. It's something that is 活生生, that is living.
所以应该是能够翻译成为一个活生生的盼望。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ had been resurrected.
因为主耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
So therefore our hope is living.
所以我们的盼望是活的。
Paul says that if Jesus Christ did not resurrect,
保罗说如果耶稣没有复活,
then we are more pitiful than the unbelievers, than the Gentiles.
那么我们比外邦人更加可怜。
But because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead,
但是因为耶稣基督已经从死里复活,
that all of us will have that hope of resurrection as well.
所以我们都有这个复活的盼望。
So our hope is a living hope.
所以我们的这个盼望是活的。
What it means to be born again?
重生是什么意思呢？
Being born again means to be born a second time.
重生的意思就是再一次的出生。
Remember what Jesus is talking to Nicodemus on John chapter 3.
记得主耶稣在与尼哥底母谈话的时候。
And Nicodemus did not understand what Jesus was saying.
尼哥底母不明白耶稣讲的是什么。
He thought that he must go back to his mother's womb and be born again.
他以为要到母亲的肚腹里面去再生出来。
But here it tells us that we are born again by the abundant mercy of God.
但是这里说我们重生是照着主自己的大怜悯。
And by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也是接着主耶稣基督从死里复活。
It means that this new birth is a spiritual birth.
也就是说这一个重生是灵里面的出生。
This new birth attached its hope on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个重生是将他的盼望建立在主耶稣基督从死里复活。
And it did not end there.
而且也不停止在那边。
In verse 4 it said, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us."
第四节里说是为要得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
What is this living hope?
这个活生生的盼望是什么呢？
It's a hope that is incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away.
这个盼望是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
Compare this to any other earthly hope that you may have.
我们将它和其他任何这个属地的盼望比较。
What do you hope for?
你们盼望什么呢？
Some of the young people will hope for a good grade in school.
年轻人可能希望，可能盼望他们在学校里考得好。
A better mobile phone.
盼望他们有个更好的手机。
A newer games.
盼望有一个新的游戏。
And some of you may want a better job.
有些人可能盼望得到更好的工作。
Better children.
更好的孩子。
But all this hope.They are all going to fade away.
但是所有的这些盼望，他们都会衰残。
Whatever new things you got, you'll become old the next day.
你拿到任何一样新的东西，他们第二天就会变旧。
They are fading away. They are corrupting away.
他们都是逐渐在朽坏，在衰残的。
But the hope, the living hope that we have, are kept by the power of God.
但是我们这活生生的盼望是神的大能来保守的。
Verse 5 says, "We are kept by the power of God through faith."For salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
所以第五节说，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
What it means to be kept by the power of God.
蒙神能力保守是什么意思啊?
To be kept by the power of God, that means that we do not have to worry about anything at all.
他的意思就是我们不需要为任何的事情担忧。
I talked to you about the storm last night.
我提起过昨天晚上的暴风雨。
Especially about 12 o'clock.
特别是12点的半夜的时候。
Between 12 and 12:45.
12点到12点45分之间的时候
I was in my study in the garage.
我在那个书房里
And the rain was so heavy and because I have a tin roof above me.
雨非常大因为我的屋顶是铁做的
The noise is just crazy.
那个响声是非常可怕
But I knew that I'm safe.
但我知道我很安全
Because as long as I stay in that room.
因为我只要是在房间里
I will not get wet.
我不会被淋湿。
I will not suffer anything from the storm.
我也不会被这暴风雨所害到。
Unless, of course, the whole thing collapses.
当然，除非整个房子都倒下来。
It's the same thing with God.
同样的，在神里面也是这样。
It doesn't matter what the storm is outside.
不管外面的暴风雨有多大。
If you're willing to stay under His protection.
如果你愿意躲在神的保护里面。
Then you are kept by Him.
那么你就是被他保守的人。
Jude even say to us,
犹大说
，In verse 24 of Jude,
在犹大书第二十四节里面
，He said, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy."
他说，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们。救主独一的神。
When we look at our own life, we know that we have stumbled many times.
我们回想自己的生命时，会发现我们很多次会失脚。
We can certainly not call ourselves faultless.
突然间，我们意识到我们不能把自己称作是个完美的人。
But in the eyes of God,
但是在神的眼睛里
，He saw the finished product.
他看到那个完成的作品。
Through the trials that you're going to go through.
他通过你所经历的那些试炼苦难
He's going to purify you,
他在把你炼净
cleanse you,
洁净你
until when you saw him,
直到你见他的时候
that he saw you as someone who never stumbled and someone who is faultless.
那个时候在他眼里你就好像是那从来没有失脚从没有犯错误的人
This is all by his grace,
这些都是靠着他的恩典
and all by his power,
靠着他的能力
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
What are the storms around you at the moment?
你现在所经历的暴风雨是什么呢
What are the trials that you're experiencing at the moment?
你现在正在里面的试探和苦难是什么呢
Be assured that you are still being kept by the power of God.
你要尽量要准备，你要保证你是在神的保守里面。
Maybe your life will end tomorrow.
也许明天你的生命就结束了。
If your life ends tomorrow, means that your journey in this life has completed.
如果你明天的生命就结束了，那么就意味着在这个世界上你的生命也结束了。
Be assured that you are still being kept by His power.
要知道你要在神的保守里面。
For the faith and salvation that He promised you will be revealed.
因为他向你所预备、向你所准备的那个救恩，就要在末世显现。
Verse 6 and 7.
第六、第七节。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to be praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因此你们是大有喜乐但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁叫你们的信心既被试验就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵
Do you know what is the melting point of gold?
你知道金子的熔点是什么
Anyone knows? AB, do you know?It's about 1,063 degrees Celsius.
金子的熔点大概是1630度左右。
At that temperature, gold will melt.
在这一个温度下面，金子会融化。
As it is melting, all the impurities of the gold will be burned away.
在它融化的时候，所有在金子里面的杂质就被烧坏。
Because the impurities will not last until 1,000 degrees. Even about 400, 500, 600 degrees, they will be burned away.
因为那些杂质在 4-500度, 甚至于不到 1,000度的 温度下 就会被烧毁。
So at 1,000 degrees go, you have melting gold.
所以 1,000多度 下面的 温度下面, 金子就会被融化。
And it's pure gold.
就是成为纯金。
Even this gold,
即便是这样的金子,
Peter said it is still perishable.
彼得说,
because as you increase the temperature more and more, this gold will eventually be destroyed.
因为当你不断地增加温度的时候,
but Peter said that our faith that has been tested by fire will not perish.
但是彼得说,
it'd be more precious than gold.
会比那在火中, 被火试验人能坏的镜子更显宝贵。
And the encouragement to us is that this trial will only last for a little while.
彼得这里鼓励我们这样的试炼只是暂时的。
This trial is necessary.
这样的试炼是有必要的。
To test the genuineness of the believer's faith.
就是来试验信徒里面的信心。
And it only lasts a little while.
这个试验是暂时的。
Why it is only a little while?
为什么只是暂时的呢?
Because if you compare the times of suffering that you have to go through and the eternity of blessing you're going to spend with God, that time is so brief and so short.
因为你受试验的这个时间和将来你与神在永远的荣耀里面的时间相比实在是非常短暂。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
what is our faith?
我们的信心是什么的?
Has our faith been tested before?
我们的信心受过试炼吗?
If you have never been tested before, how do you know that your faith is real and genuine?
你如果信心从来没有被试验过,
and that's why God has given us trials.
这就是为什么神给我们试炼。
He's permitting trials to come to us.
他允许试炼临到我们。
So when we go through these trials,
所以当我们经历那些试炼的时候,
we knew that God is still behind it.
我们知道神还是在后面。
He permitted it.
他允许。
But His keeping power is still behind, holding you and protecting you.
但是神在后面掌权, 祂还是在保守你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
many of us live in this country do not know what trials are at all.
很多我们生活在这个国家里的人,
at least we do not know what is a trial or persecution means.
或者说我们不知道什么是迫害,
being persecuted for your faith.
因着信仰而被迫坏, 迫害。
But to tell the truth,
但是实话告诉你们,
if you want to be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你想要对耶稣基督顺服到永远,
then you shouldn't find trials to come to you in school, in your workplace, in every place you go.
你不久就发现到处都有试探, 在工作的地方, 学校里, 试探都会临, 试炼都会临到。
Because when you want to stand before the Lord and serve the Lord,
因为当你站在神的面前, 想要侍奉主的时候,
Satan will not be happy with that.
魔鬼不会开心。
And he will try to come and discourage you.
他会来, 他会来挫败你。
And all the trials will start to happen around you.
所以那些试炼就开始在你周围发生。
And God in His wisdom permitted it.
在神的智慧里面, 神是允许这些事情发生。
And so that when you go through those trials,
所以当你走过这些试炼的时候,
you understood in the end that when you look back that God was there right at the beginning.
你要明白, 当最后你回过头来看的时候, 在一开始, 神就站在那边。
Many of you have read this poem called The Footprints.
很多人都读过这一首诗叫做脚印。
And this person was walking with the Lord.
这个人他与神一同走路。
He said he saw footprints on the sand.
他说他看见沙滩上留下的脚印。
And he saw two pairs of footprints going, walking along.
有两对脚印在沙滩上。
And then it came a time where he was suffering most and was going through so much trials, he saw only one set of footprints.
然后有一段时间, 当他在经历非常重的试炼的时候, 他发现沙滩上只留下一对脚印。
And then he turned to God and said, God, how come you left me at the time of troubles?
所以他就转向神说, 神啊，你怎么在我受这么大试炼的时候离开了我，让我一个人在这里？
How come when I needed you most, I was left by myself?
当我最需要你的时候，怎么你只留下我一个人在那里？
And God answered her.
主就回答他说，
That set of footprints was mine.
那一对的脚印是我的。
I was carrying you on my shoulder.
我是扛着你在走。
And many of us need to see that when we're going through trials.
所以很多人我们要看到当我们经历试炼的时候
It is not us going to trials alone.
不是我们独自的在经历这些试炼。
But God is carrying us on his shoulder and he takes us along through it.
而是神把我们背在他的肩上带着我们再向前走。
Jesus said to us that my yoke is easy.
耶稣说我的轭是容易的。
My burden is light.
我的担子是轻省的。
Because he is bearing it together with us.
因为他与我们一同在背负这个重担。
He has gone through death and sufferings for us.
他已经经过死亡，他为我们受苦。
What else would he not do for us?
他为着我们还有什么不能做的事情呢？
Verse 8 and 9.
第八、第九节。
Whom, Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith.The salvation of your souls.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Peter is speaking to a group of people who have never met the Lord Jesus.
彼得在对着一群从来没有遇见过主耶稣的人说。
He himself was an eyewitness of the Lord Jesus.
而他本人是亲眼见过主的。
He saw the Lord Jesus.
他看见主耶稣基督。
He saw the glory of the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
他在变相山上看过主耶稣的荣耀。
He saw the suffering of Jesus when Jesus was interrogated by the Pharisees and the scribes, by the priests.
当主耶稣被法利赛人文士所审问的时候，他也看到过主耶稣所受的痛苦。
He saw the Lord Jesus being hanged on the cross.
他看到主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
He saw the Lord Jesus resurrected and full of glory.
他也见过主耶稣基督复活得荣耀。
Remember Peter by the Sea of Galilee talking to the Lord Jesus.
记得彼得在加利利海边对主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" Three times.
耶稣问三次问他，你爱我吗？
And Peter said, "Lord, you know that I love you."
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And the Lord Jesus giving him the commission.
主耶稣就将一个大的任务委托给他。
Feed my lamb, feed my sheep, and lead my lambs.
喂养我的羊，喂养我的羊，喂养我的小羊。
And here is what Peter is doing.
所以现在彼得就在这么做。
He is writing to the lambs of God that is scattered all over the place.
他写信给神所分散的羊群。
The sheep that has been scattered all over the place.
这些羊群分散在各个地方。
And to tell them that even though you have not seen the Lord Jesus personally.
他告诉他们，尽管你们没有亲自遇见过主。
Yet you love him.
但是你们确实爱他。
You believe in him.
你们相信他。
And then you can rejoice with joy inexpressible.
那样你们就有一种说不出来的大喜乐。
And full of glory.
满有荣光的大喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, what is faith?
弟兄姊妹，什么是信心？
Faith is the evidence of things not seen and assurance of things hoped for.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
We have not seen the Lord Jesus ourselves.
我们自己也没有看到过主耶稣基督。
Yet we believe in him.
我们却相信他。
And we love him.
我们也爱他。
And what is promised is that we shall receive the end of our faith, the result of our faith, which is the salvation of our souls.
这里说到我们所得到的应许就是信心的果效，灵魂的救恩。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We have been saved.
我们已经得救了。
But our mind, our emotion, and our will all had to be fully claimed by God.
我们的思想、感情、意志都是神的。
And our body will one day also be transfigured.
我们的身体有一天也要变化。
That will fully transform, will be like the Lord Jesus' body.
他们会完全变化，像主的样子。
The Bible promised that when we see Him,
圣经里面应许到，当我们看到他的时候，
we shall be like Him.
我们也要像他。
Full of glory.
满有荣耀。
Full of honor.
满有尊贵。
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像主耶稣基督自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we have read through 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 9.
我们刚才读了彼得前书一章的一到九节,
a set of instruction manuals for the Christian life.
这是一个为基督徒生活所准备的指南。
I pray that you will go back and meditate on these verses.
我祈求你们回去继续地思想这些的经文。
And fully understood what precious faith that God has given you.
直到完全明白 神给我们这一个信心是多么的宝贵。
What inheritance that we have been promised.
神向我们保证了是一个多么宝贵的基业。
And that we have all been elected and chosen by God for it.
我们都是被神拣选，为着得着那一个产业的。
This is the word of the Lord.
这些都是主的话。
I pray that you may read it and understood.
我求你们回去读，也并且明白这些话语。
May the Lord be praised.
颂赞归给主。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, thank you for your word.
主，我们谢谢你自己的话。
Though man's words may fail to describe the glorious things that you have promised us.
人的话语还不够详尽的能够述说你所给我们的盼望。
May your Holy Spirit, Lord, continue to speak to us.
愿你的圣灵继续地向我们说话。
Continue to explain these things to us.
继续向我们解释这些事情。
So help us when we are in the situation where our faith is tested.
主，当我们的信心受试炼的时候，求你来帮助我们。
Help us to never give up.
帮助我们不要放弃。
But to look to you with all assurance.
但是能够仰望你，有确据的仰望你。
That one day we shall be presented before you.
有一天我们要被带到你的面前。
Without stumbling and faultless.
不再有跌倒，不再有错。
That we shall be holy.
你是圣洁的。
Without blemish.
没有瑕疵。
Just like you are.
就像你自己一样。
Not by our own strength.
这不是靠我们自己的力量,
but by your mercy and your grace.
而是靠你的恩典和怜悯。
We pray in your most precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
阿们。